Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Welcome, Red Sox fans. Here are the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Totally Legit or Calling the Cops. This will be the last edition of this format for the regular season before we'll bring it back for 2022. So hope everybody enjoys it. Charlie Smith came up with all of the scenarios and topics. Basically, he's going to read off each one. All three of us will react to it. If we agree with it, we will say it's totally legit. Or if we disagree with it, we are going to call the cops. So that's how this will work. Charlie and Jason, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, I have to be ready. I mean, I'm reading this stuff. Here we go, folks.
All right, Charlie.
First one.
Your show.
First one, kids. First one. Totally legit or calling the cops. The Boston Red Sox finished the season with more than 4.5 wins the rest of the way. Is that totally legit or are you calling the cops?
Oh, more than 4.5. I'm calling the cops. What they got? Okay, we got Baltimore and we got Washington, right? 6 games left. Not counting the 1 game wild card if they even get there, right? So just these next 6 games, they're going to win.
Good call.
Right. So these next 6 games, are they going to win more than 4.5? No. I'm calling the cops. They're going to lose maybe half of those, maybe even more. But they're not winning 5 out of 6.
I'm going to say that it's totally legit. I have the Red Sox sweeping the Baltimore Orioles, so they're going to get 3 wins there.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous about Washington. That's the last series. They probably have their golf vacations all booked with their plane tickets and whatnot. So hopefully the effort level won't be there, but I'm going to be quietly optimistic that they can win 2 out of 3. So that puts me above the 4.5 mark at 5 out of 6. So I'll say it's totally legit. Am I supremely confident? My confidence isn't very legit.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, it's been tough.
But I think more likely than not, they win 5.
So I'm actually going to go with Jason on this one. I think at best you win 4 out of 6, which puts them below the 4.5 marker. I think we win 2 out of 3 against Baltimore, and I think if we're lucky, we win 2 out of 3 against Washington. But I wouldn't be surprised if we somehow get slugged out of one of those games and we finish out 3-3. Even with that 163 game, I still don't think it changes anything. So I'm going to say calling the cops. With that, Terry?
Getting it out of the way, attention listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Boston, do we have a pew problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their brand new 4th generation Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're at zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20. Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and their Crop Reviver to help your little planets be on their A game while feeling the sun's heat. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. Those are the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20. At manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. For a clean trinity and beyond, your space balls will thank you.
Terry, you're getting much better at that. I think you've been practicing. You're laughing a lot less, which is always a plus.
I've never read that bulletproof, so that was kind of on the fly, but that bullet point I meant. But yeah,
it was a job well done. So I'm going to give you that one.
All right.
That's gonna swing us right into the second question. Red Sox are currently 1 game behind the Yankees. Totally legit or calling the cops. The Boston Red Sox will finish 2 games above the Yankees at the end of 2021.
Calling the cops. Because again, I have them losing the next 2 out of 3. To Baltimore. I don't know what the Yankees are going to do. They've got a tougher last stretch. They've got the Jays and they've got the Rays. So, you know, Yankees could absolutely crater in this last week. But again, my confidence is completely shaken in this team. And I have them, again, losing 2 out of 3 to Baltimore. Washington, I could see them winning that series, but depends. You know, if they're shaken mentally by losing to the effing Orioles, then I could see them, you know, caving in too. So I'm calling the cops. No, they won't finish above them.
Okay. Terry?
I'm also calling the cops. I don't think the Yankees will finish 2 games above us because our schedule is easier, as I've pointed out. The Yankees are facing the Blue Jays and the Rays this week. I'm not sure which order, but those are the 2 teams they will face. I think the Yankees would still possibly finish 1 game above us if this week doesn't go as well as I think, but 2 games above us with their schedule, I think that's a little tough. So I'll call the cops.
I'm inclined to agree with you, gentlemen. I do not think it'll be 2 games. I asked my dad, I said, Dad, what's your hot take for the night? He goes, Red Sox will finish 2 games above the Yankees. I was like, okay, I can run with that. I don't see it happening, though. I think at best, maybe 1, because they're going to have to make up 2 from right now over the next 6 to be at least 1. They'd have to make up 3 games, and I don't think the Yankees are going to do that. Poor to finish out the rest of the season. It is the Yankees, and you know they're going to have slugfest games. It's just a matter of seeing how many of them are going to go their way. So we really do need to take a minimum of 2 out of 3 against Baltimore, because if you get swept or you only get 1 out of 3, that's it. It's over. So interesting. We've kind of had a couple of different opinions on one of them, and then we're aligned on this one. Third one's going to be, I'm curious to see what you guys say. Totally legit are calling the cops. Rafael Devers will crack 40 doubles and finish in the top 3 by the end of 2021.
Where's he at right now?
Great question. 37.
37.
Go yep. ahead. And the people that are currently above him right now in the American League, I believe it's Jaimer Candelaria with 42, JD Martinez, who has 40, Marcus Semien, who has 39, Whit Merrifield, who has 39, and then Rafael Devers, who has 37.
Where are you at, Jason?
I think he'll reach 40, but he won't finish top 3. So I'll half call the cops on that one. I think the first part of it's legit. I could see him getting to 40. Yeah, I could see him cracking 3 doubles in the next week, sure. But those other guys that you mentioned who are around him, Semien, Merrifield, they're going to surpass him. They're better hitters. They've been more consistent. They're going to hit more doubles this last week, and I think they'll end up in the top 3. So Devers might be like top 5 or top 6, but
he's top 5
he won't
right
be top 3.
Fair enough.
So Jason's going to call parking enforcement is who's he's going to have
yes.
handle this.
I'm going to call the mall cop. Yeah, I'm going to call the mall cop.
Nice.
I'm going to say reaching 40 is totally legit. Will he lead MLB? Well, you know, it's an easy schedule, though. So he had a good series against New York, was 4-for-11. He could be 5-for-whatever, 6-for-whatever against the Blue Jays with as the Blue Jays. Ah, man, I'm off my game. Against the Orioles and have an explosive series that way. So I think he gets to 40. He might even get to 42 or 43 by the end of this week.
So I think it's totally legit. He's been averaging, 5-6 the past couple of months. But when he's on it, he's on it. And I don't think it's completely far-fetched to see him, have like a wild day where he might have like 3-2 days. If he has 3-2 days, he's right in the thick of it. I'm going to go long shot here. And I'm actually going to say I think it's totally legit that he can hit 40 and end up being in the top 3. Yes, it'll be a little bit of a jump. He'll have to make up a couple of doubles on both Semien and Whit Merrifield. But if he's able to hit 2 when no one else hits any, he's 1 away from his teammate for 2nd. I think it's definitely possible. So I'm actually going to say he finishes with over 40, and he does finish in the top 3 for most doubles in the American League. But that's my guy. I also thought, I think a week and a half ago, Terry, I said he was going to potentially make a run for most RBIs at the end of the year and surpass all the other cats that were in there. And right now it's been the Salvador Perez show who is making a run for MVP. He's just he's playing out of his mind. Insane.
Whoever drafted him in fantasy leagues has just probably had an amazing year because I didn't see this coming. And I love Salvador Perez.
I actually had to look back at it because I'm pretty sure I just knocked that team out. I'm going to do a quick little gloss over. Salvador Perez was absolutely insane this year. I think he's got 46 on the year now, and he set the single season record for most home runs by a catcher. Yeah, is the guy that I just played this week and knocked him out, so I'm going to the finals, baby. I didn't think it was going to happen, but it happened.
Just bear with me for 1 second because there's one other impressive thing about him. He's not a spring chicken either. He's 31 years old, so he's the same age as Vasquez.
Yep.
But he has played how many games this year?
154.
And all of them, I think, or just about all of them, at catcher. And he's putting up these monster numbers. And we're hearing about Christian Vasquez is tired, and whatever. So he's had quite a bit of wear and tear, and he's a big man too. He's, I don't know how tall, 6'2", 6'3", at least.
6'4", 240.
Okay, so bigger than I thought. Yeah.
Yep, he's a big guy.
So, yeah, just an insanely impressive year for Salvador. Hang on, let me add, since we're getting random for a second, I just want to throw in one more tidbit about the Yankees and the playoff race here. They're ending the season with Tampa. Tampa's got nothing to play for. Nothing at all to play for in those last few games. They can rest guys. They can do whatever they want. So if they want to take the series off, that's bad news for the Red Sox.
Right.
The Yankees, and certainly the Rays don't want to do the Red Sox any favors. So, right. I mean, they don't want to do the Yankees any favors either, but they might be looking at it saying, well, who would we rather potentially face? New York? Yeah, sure. Okay, we'll mail it in this series. Screw you, Boston.
Right, right.
It's something to watch. So go ahead, Charlie.
All right, so after that one, we're going to move into this one. We kind of touched up on a little bit, but we still haven't officially said it, if it's going to happen. So with that being said, we talked about what we do over the last six games. And Jason was kind of hinting towards it. Totally legit. We're calling the cops. The Red Sox will indeed be one of the two teams that play in game 163.
I will say totally legit because I think they'll manage to do just enough, and I don't think Toronto will do just enough to surpass them. So I think they will be heading to New York for game 163 to get their lips ripped off in game 163, but they will be in it, yes.
Terry?
Based on all my other answers, Red Sox winning over 4.5 with them also sweeping Baltimore, if that prediction holds up, I have to say it's totally legit that they will make one of the two wild card slots. Hopefully the first one. It should also be noted we do hold the wild card, the tiebreaker. I've flubbed everyone so far. Red Sox have the tiebreaker against the Yankees. So if it's a tie after 162, the wild card game would be held at Fenway Park. Not that that's mattered, but for what it's worth.
I'm going to say totally legit. I think it's going to happen. I think the Red Sox will end up being one of those two teams that plays in 163 because I don't think they're going to get the top spot. I think they're going to be... I think they're going to be one of those two guys, and it's going to be an insane game, and I'm going to be upset, and I'm probably going to be angry tweeting. I still don't know if they're going to win it, though. I just, this team has been so incredibly frustrating all year long, and especially now with the season almost coming to a close. We're here, folks. It looks like it could happen. We might be seeing game 163, maybe at Fenway. We'll see.
Very good.
All right. So, Taylor and I talked about this. I know I was super upset after that foul ball that wasn't a foul ball, and I bunny ear that one for those that can't actually physically see me. Christian Vasquez caught that ball, and it was in the transfer that the ball was dropped. Totally legit are calling the cops. Alex Cora, as the manager of the Boston Red Sox, will go down as one of the biggest regrets of 2021.
I will call the cops on that one. I have not – I'm not going to give Cora a gold star for this season, and we'll see. I mean, we need to see how the season ends, right? You know, maybe he pulls out his best managerial job in game 163, and he outclasses Boone or whoever he's facing and gets the Red Sox to the playoffs, but – has he been the best manager that we could ask for this year? No. But I also don't think that he's the top reason. If the Red Sox miss the playoffs, he's not the number one reason. He's on the list, but he's further down the list. So biggest regret of 2021? No. I'll call the cops on that one.
One of the biggest.
One of them?
Still no?
No. Biggest regret? No. No. I think there are bigger questions and bigger regrets than him.
Okay, there's a 1B to that. If you did say that the answer was no, and I'm going to ask in a second. Terry?
I'm going to call the cops as well, but I will say that I'm at the point where I'm pretty willing to put Alex Cora in the overrated category in terms of being a top manager. I mean, you look at how they've played down the stretch. The errors have been mind-boggling. They shouldn't be happening this late in the year. They should be playing pretty fluidly defensively. And most of these guys were never bad defenders. Well, I can't say, you know, Devers and whatever, but still, you should be playing better baseball in the second half, and that's not happening. And I don't think Alex Cora fires this team up when their back should be against the wall and grinding out some of these games. This does not look like a team that's fired up. Jason, you said in the last show, we don't know who the captain is. We don't know who the leader of the Red Sox is. And I think that's another failure of Alex Cora. And you look at bringing Ottavino in to play the Yankees, the worst decision to pull out of the bullpen was Ottavino. He can, the non-divisional teams, he still pitches well against, but the Yankees know him better than anyone. And so I think he's a little bit overrated. Do I think he's going anywhere anytime soon? No, absolutely not. Not within the next couple of years at least. But yeah, but anyway, that's my take. Charlie, what's your 1B?
I'll say this much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to say calling the cops. And the reason for that being is because the Red Sox are still in the playoff race. They're still contenders. Had this team been a 75-80 win team, I think the answer very much could have been, yeah, totally legit, that this was one of the more overrated, as you mentioned, managers and potentially biggest regrets that Chaim Bloom and the Boston Red Sox could have made. But he's no longer considered one of the best managers in the game, regardless of how the team finishes, just because of what happened. Just because of the allegations, true or not, false, whatever, it doesn't matter. Allegations were made that no matter what, how many wins, 114, 110 wins, he'll never win manager of the year ever again. He'll never be regarded as one of the upper echelon callers in the dugout. And these little blip mistakes that he's had, putting in the wrong guys, not challenging certain calls, those are tough. Now, the 1B to that, if you said that he wasn't the biggest regret, what is the biggest regret of the 2021 regular season for the Boston Red Sox?
The biggest regret for this team this year is ownership and your general manager combined decided not to invest in this team at the trade deadline or not to invest properly. I still maintain that Kyle Schwarber was a decent addition, but he has not been a huge difference maker. I think Chaim Bloom completely misnavigated the middle of the market where he could have gotten better bullpen arms, and instead he came away with Hansel Robles and Austin Davis, who I do not think are going to help you secure a playoff spot. There are better arms out there that he could have gotten for low money, and he didn't do it. So I think the biggest regret is that your ownership didn't want to spend money, and your general manager just got beat by other general managers at the deadline. Guys like Brian Cashman, who, you know, I know, Terry, you've been saying it for a while, and we've been saying it on the show. It's like, how has that guy not been fired yet? But he pulled one over Bloom at this deadline, and a lot of other GMs did too. So that's the biggest regret.
I don't disagree with a lot of what Jason said, but I still hated the fact that we came into the season with Perez and Richards as two of your core rotation guys, and had better decisions been made over the winter, maybe we're looking at this potential playoff run a little bit differently. And maybe the trade deadline wouldn't have been quite as complicated either. So I just think, I don't think Bloom did a good job at any point, really, in terms of adding people to the major league roster. Has he done a good job building the farm? Yeah, we have to give him credit for that. But this Red Sox team could have been a lot better and a lot more balanced in 2021 had better decisions been made. So my fear this winter is we're going to have to sit through another full winter of watching him try to reinvent the wheel when we've saw three other general managers lead us to a world championship. We've already seen it. So this little magic act that Bloom's trying to pull isn't going to fool a kindergarten class. So
my biggest regret was the same thing, was before the season started. Forget about the deadline. You failed during the offseason. You just didn't do enough. And that's what it comes down to. The trade deadline was a 1C bust because the 1B bust already happened. Had we made the right moves or added the right pieces or even some better pieces, I think we would have been in better shape. I don't think that the David Price money helped in any way, shape, or form. And in less than 2 years, we'll be in a much better place financially. But still, I think that this offseason was the biggest culprit as far as regrets go.
People have been, at least probably three or four times in the last week, week and a half, people have DM'd me on Twitter saying, when can the Red Sox compete for a World Series again? Do you think it's going to be 2023, 2024? And I'm like, there's no reason they can't compete next year if they make the decision to do it. And you don't even need to make trades. You just need to spend money. And I don't mind that we have contracts with a high annual value if they're only 3 or 4 years, because you can trade them, or worst case, they're short money and you can win that way. But we should be competitive. The Yankees, what are they going to do? They shouldn't be any better than us going forward. Who knows with the Blue Jays? They could spend money. They can make trades. I mean, they're offensively at least set up very well. And you got that Manoah kid that's going to be controllable for at least the next 5 years, maybe six. So maybe that's a team that could have an edge on us, but we should be more competitive than what people expect.
Yeah, pretty much. I had one final one. This is a bonus one.
Okay.
And this is only one that I don't think it's going to be too long. Totally legit are calling the cops. The Red Sox will have over 2.5 quality starts to finish out the season.
Mm-hmm. So they'd have to have 3 quality starts? Actually, yeah, you know what? Totally legit. They'll get quality starts and then the bullpen will blow it. But yeah, I could see them getting 3 quality starts. Yeah, sure.
Terry?
You got to go 6 innings, though, don't you?
6 is a quality start.
Technically, yep. I'm calling the cops. We'll have some good performances.
I think so too.
Over 5 innings, but I don't know if we're going to get guys stretched out to 6.
I think if I said 1.5, we would all say yes for over 1.5. But 2.5, half the starts, this team just isn't built for quality start performances. I think we're only going to have 2. Out of 6, and we'll get lucky. I think one is going to be just 6 innings and the other might be like 6 1/3, but we're not going to have more than 2. If we get 3, I'll totally say Jason was right on that. But I find it to be tough with just the way that the Red Sox want to play it, especially with the health issue looming.
Well, that's all right. I got. All right. That will do it for this episode. I hope everybody enjoyed it. It is the last format for this until next April. So we will be back on Thursday night to discuss this Baltimore Orioles series. And Job and Andrew will be with me on that episode. So we will see you then. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.